نستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له،
ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا ومطاعنا محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم: يثبت الله الذين آمنوا بالقول الثابت في الحياة الدنيا وفي الآخرة، ويضل الله الظالمين، ويفعل الله ما يشاء. صدق الله العظيم. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: وإن في الجسد لمضغة إذا صلحت صلح الجسد كله، وإذا فسدت فسد الجسد كله، ألا وهي القلب، ألا وهي القلب،
ألا وهي القلب، أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم.
Respected ulama kiram, elders and beloved brothers in Islam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made this human being such that what he sees, what he hears, what he comprehends, ponders about, reflects about, what he speaks about, this affects the heart of this individual. In fact,
it creates within him a conviction, a driving force, which will channel him in a particular direction. In layman's terms, understand it like fuel. If what he sees is correct, what he hears is correct, what he speaks about is correct, what he comprehends is correct, then this will be the correct fuel that will drive him in the correct direction. Contrary to that, if the influences around him are incorrect, then that will form a conviction in his heart, which like fuel will take him in the incorrect direction. This is the meaning of the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which I mentioned in the beginning, where Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that in this body is a piece of flesh. If this is correct, then good, khair, salah, benefit will emanate from every limb of the body of this person. وَإِذَا فَسَدَتْ فَسَدَ الْجَسَدُ كُلُّ. He said if this piece of flesh is incorrect, then from every limb of the body of this person, fasad and zulm will emanate. Whatever robe he may adorn, whatever facet or position in society he may occupy, as a father he will be a zalim, as a mother she will be a zalim, as a doctor he will be a zalim, as a lawyer he will be a zalim, as a businessman he will be a zalim. Wherever he may be, zulm, fasad, neglect, mischief will emanate from this person if this piece of flesh is incorrect. Then Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam three times reiterated. He said, Allah, listen. This expression, Allah, in layman's terms, contemporary terms, is like somebody taking a hammer and knocking it on your head. Or somebody shaking you, wake up by, listen. Hearken, put up your ears, pay attention. Three times, Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Hiya al-qalb, hiya al-qalb, hiya al-qalb. It is the heart. What is meant is the conviction of this heart. And the conviction of the heart is affected and made by what he sees, what he hears, what he speaks about, what influences there are around him. Unfortunately, my respected brothers, we are living in an age or an era or period, whether it is the madrasa, whether it is the school, whether it is the nursery, whether it is the marketplace, whether it is the media, from every direction, there is one proclamation, invitation, call of batil, that paisa ho to kaam banega, that acquire the wealth, acquire the material things of this world, and every need, every goal, every aspiration will be fulfilled. Once when Jamaat was going for Gash, they went outside the house of a person. There were small children playing. There was a 5-year-old young girl. 2 cars were parked outside the house. One was a Mercedes-Benz, the other was a Toyota. So they said, is your papa at home? Is your father at home? This 5-year-old child pushes her chest out and she points to the Mercedes-Benz and she says, my papa owns this car. At that age already, this child has equated success or recognition with the Mercedes-Benz over the Toyota, the more expensive car. Now if that yaqeen or that conviction that is in the heart of that child is left unchecked, by the time she is 35 or 40 years of age, what will be the yaqeen in the heart? In every direction, this invitation is being given. Acquire the material wealth of this world. Respect will be yours. Dignity will be yours. Recognition will be yours. Your needs, your hopes, your aspirations, your desires will be fulfilled. To such an extent that even the namazi today, he's got his forehead on the ground. He's making sajda to Allah. But he has erected structures around him. He has erected idols around him. Idols of economy, idols of wealth, idols of industry, idols of shop, idols of gold, idols of oil. His forehead is making sajda before Allah, but his heart is making sajda before these idols. One of the most fearsome verses of the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that a day is coming, وَحُصِّلَ مَا فِي الصُّدُورِ, that we will reveal and we will bring out what is in the heart of a person. Junaid Baghdadi rahmatullah alayh, late one night, he's making tawaf. He has a young girl reciting a few couplets. She says, Abal hubbu an yakhfa wa kam qad katamtuhu fa asbaha indi qad anakha wa tannaba idha ishtadda shawqi hama qalbi bi dhikrihi wa in rumtu qurban min habibi taqarraba فَيَبْدُو يَبْدُو فَأَفْنَى ثُمَّ أَحْيَى لَهُ بِهِ وَيُسْعِدُنِي حَتَّى أَلَذَّ وَأَطْرَبَى. The crux of what she was saying, she says, I locked it up, I hid it away, I closed it up, I put chains on the lock, but oh my Allah, my love for you refused to be contained. Like a dam burst forth, in same way my heart overflowed with your love. When I cannot find you, it is as if I have died. The world is full of darkness. When you reveal yourself to me, the entire world lights up for me and I come alive again. Arif Billah, like Junaid Baghdadi rahmatullah alayh, fails to appreciate the import of what this girl is saying. So he says, oh girl, fear Allah. She immediately responds, Lawlat tuqa لم ترني أهجر عن طيب الوسني إن التقى كما ترى شردني عن الوطني. She says, Junaid, if I didn't have taqwa, if I didn't have his ta'alluq, if I didn't have his recognition in my heart, then why am I not on my warm bed in the dead of night? It is his taqwa, it is his recognition, it is his pursuit that has caused me to search for him in the dead of night around the Baytullah. And then she turns to him and she says, Junaid, tell me, what are you making tawaf of? He says, I am making tawaf of Baytullah. She looks to the heavens, and how beautifully this expression is there in Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali's kitab. In Urdu he writes, she looks to the heavens and she says, Ey Allah, tere bande kitne pagal hai ke tujhe chor kar pattaro ke tawaf kar rahe. That, oh Allah, how foolish your slaves are, that they have forgotten you and are making tawaf of stones. The one who has made Allah his goal, he becomes oblivious of everything else. We are living in an age or an era where every direction, the effort on this heart is made to instill this yaqeen and conviction that wealth is everything, so that even the namazi in sajda, his forehead is making sajda to Allah, his heart is making sajda to these structures. Anbiya alayhimu salatu wassalam, throughout the ages, the first and the fundamental effort that every Nabi of Allah made, around you, around the people of that time, every vice, every wrong was present. In the time of Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, such level of zulm and oppression existed. People were making tawaf naked of Baytullah. To that extent, humanity had retrogressed. But what was the first effort that Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made? It was the effort on the heart of humanity. What was the only foundation on which the imarat and structure of Shariat can be established? What was the basis that will change the direction of this insan? The only correct yaqeen and conviction is to instill this reality that Allah to sab kuch banega. Find Allah and you will find everything. Make Allah matloob. Make Allah maqsood. Make Allah the goal. Take the ghair of Allah out of this heart. This was the da'wat of every Nabi of Allah. Fa'alam annahu la ilaha illallah. Rabbul mashriq wal maghrib la ilaha illallah. Huwallahu alladhi la ilaha illahu. Alif lam mim. Allahu la ilaha illahu. Qul innani ana Allah la ilaha illa ana. فاعبدني وأقم الصلاة لذكري فإن تولوا فقل حسبي الله لا إله إلا هو. Again and again, Quran sounds out this message. It is only one Allah. It is only one Allah. It is only one Allah. You want respect? ولله العزة ولرسوله وللمؤمنين. You want superiority? وأنتم الأعلون إن كنتم مؤمنين. You want a pure life? من عمل صالحا من ذكر أو أنثى وهو مؤمن فلنحيينه حياة طيبة. You want health? وكان حقا علينا نصر المؤمنين. You want بركة and blessings? ولو أن أهل القرى آمنوا واتقوا لفتحنا عليهم بركات من السماء والأرض. You want خلافة and vicegerency of this earth? وعد الله الذين آمنوا وعملوا منكم وعملوا الصالحات ليستخلفنهم في الأرض. You want your problems to be solved? ومن يتق الله يجعل له مخرجا ويرزقه من حيث لا يحتسب. Make Allah the goal. The fulfillment of every wish, every desire, every hope, every aspiration is in the hands of Allah. If Allah's decision is there, if Allah wants to give with wealth, He will give. If Allah wants to give without wealth, Allah will give. It is this bunyad and this foundation and this yaqeen and this conviction which is the only foundation in which a person will get total success. Like in the nations of the past, when this yaqeen was established, then whatever obstacle, whatever test, whatever trial, whatever tribulation came in front, حُمِّلُوا عَلَى الْأَخْشَابِ, they were crucified, yet they did not move away from Allah. نُشِّرُوا بِالْمَنَاشِيرِ, saws were used to cut their bodies into pieces. وَيُمْشَتُوا بِأَمْشَاتِ الْحَدِيدِ مَا دُونَ لَحْمِهِ وَإِظَامِهِ. Human beings, metal rods were taken. Metal rods were taken. And the flesh was separated from the bones of their bodies. That level of test, that level of trial and tribulation. But when the Qibla of this heart had become Allah, nothing could shake them. This is the only foundation. Otherwise, my respected brothers, the other day, I met one businessman. What does he say? He says, Moli Sahab, you people say riba is haram. But let's be practical. If I don't take out loans on interest, then how am I going to be competitive in the marketplace? Ask ourselves this question, my respected brothers. How is the life of such an individual ever going to come onto Shariat? Or how is he going to be prepared to sacrifice for the taqazas of deen? Who is prepared to challenge Allah and say that you say riba is haram, but I say if I do not involve myself in it, I will not be competitive in the marketplace. This incorrect yaqeen, this yaqeen of kufr, this yaqeen of shirk, this yaqeen of batil, has instilled itself in the hearts of humanity, rich or poor. So that even the poor man today, what is he saying? With that little that he earns, he buys a lottery ticket. And then he says, make dua that my number comes. All the lies, all the treachery, all the deception, all the falsification of documents. Relatives are fighting with relatives in court. Widows, women folk, sisters are deprived of their inheritance. Wealth of people are usurped. Checks are written with absolutely no intention of meeting them. False promises have become the order of the day. Amanatdari and trustworthiness cannot even be found. There is no longer value to the zaban of a Muslim. Behind all this is that incorrect yaqeen and conviction that wealth is everything. Wealth has become the idol. It is this yaqeen of kufr and shirk that has made all this halal for us. It is this yaqeen of kufr and shirk that has caused such a situation that he is a nawazi and he is still stealing from others. He's going for Hajj and Umrah and still he is making zulm. He's putting up masjids and he has eaten the haq and the right of others. My respected brothers, the first effort that is required is the effort to correct the yaqeen of this heart. That Allah has to become the qibla. Allah is the goal. The fulfiller of every need is Allah. Sufyan Thawri rahimullah used to say, if this earth had to become lead so that not one blade of grass grows, and the sky had to become copper so that not one droplet of rainwater falls, and for one second, I had to doubt that my risk and my sustenance that Allah has sustained, has ordained for me, how it is going to reach me, then he said, Na'uzu billahi ma kafir. Allah doesn't need any of the systems of this world. Hadith Qudsi, look at the taqat, look at the vehemence, look at the challenge contained in this expression. Ya ibadi, law anna awwalakum wa akhirakum wa insakum wa jinnakum wa hayyakum wa mayyitakum wa ratbakum wa yabisakum qamu fi sa'idin wahidin fasa'aluni fa'ataytu kulla insanin mas'alata. Allah says, O my slaves, if the first and the last amongst you, if every insan, every jinnat, from the time of Adam alayhi salam to the last person to come before Qiyamah, all have to gather on one plane. And all of you have to ask me at one time. India, one of the most populous nations of the world, it is said right now there are 360 different languages. It is estimated there are 6,000 different languages in the world present today. How many languages have died down? How many languages will still come? Millions and billions of insan all at one time. Someone whispering, someone shouting. Someone in different language, different dialect, different mode of expression. Then the deaf and dumb people in their manner of expressing. Allah is search. Allah is sami'a. Allah listens. The expression is found in riwayat. يَسْمَعُ ذَجِيجَهُمْ بِاخْتِلَافِ لُغَاتِهِمْ وَلَهْجَاتِهِمْ لا تغلطه كثرة المسائل. Allah will listen to each one individually. The different languages, different mode of expression, different dialect, different accent of millions and billions of insan will not confuse Allah as to what each one is asking. And Allah says, if I have to fulfill the desires of every insan and every jinnat that ever traversed the surface of the earth, and beyond that, this will not diminish from my treasures. Not that much as if you were to take a pin, poke it into the ocean and lift it up. How much of water that pin has diminished from the ocean? Not that much will it diminish from the treasures of one Allah. Like one poet says, La takhda'anna li makhlukin ala tama'in. La takhda'anna li makhlukin ala tama'in. Fa inna dhalika mudhirrun minka bid-deen. Wastarziq Allah. واسترزق الله مما في خزائنه فإنما هي بين الكاف والنون. He says, do not demean yourself. Do not demean yourself by turning away from Allah, by looking with lalach and greed at the makhluk. This will harm your deen. Turn to Allah. Turn to Allah. Because Allah's treasures are such for Him. إنما هي بين الكاف والنون. It is between كاف and نون. إنما أمره إذا أراد شيئا أن يقول له كن فيكون. When Allah decides something, Allah says be and it becomes. A businessman with that yaqeen, with that conviction, will go into the marketplace. Never mind what temptation is there. He will not lie. He will not cheat. He will not deceive. He will not conceal the faults in his goods. Why? Because whatever challenge is there, he will say, "Arrisku ala Allah." My risk is coming from Allah. My sustenance is from Allah. Of all the sifat and attributes of Allah, the most difficult sifat and attribute of Allah to bring yaqeen upon is this, that Allah is Rabb. That sustainer, nourisher, provider is Allah. Khaliq. Ask someone, by who created the sun? He'll say Allah. Who created the moon? Allah. Who created the earth? Allah. Who created the stars? Allah. Who is providing for you? Who is feeding you? Who is sustaining you? There he'll say Allah, but the but will come in. My intelligence, my know-how, my sly way of dealing, my being in the right place at the right time, it is that but that opens the door to haram. It is that but that allows the azan to fall on deaf ears at the time of salah. When that customer is standing in front of him with a note shining in his hand, and then muazzin is saying, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Oh businessman, Allah is greater than that money in that customer's hand. Allah is greater than your fields. Oh farmer, oh college student, Allah is greater than that degree. What is the yaqeen in the heart? Of all the sifat, this sifat, Allah is Rabb. When Allah begins His kalam, when Allah begins His Quran, Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. When Allah completes His Quran, Qul A'udhu bi Rabbin Nas. In between the Quran, Inna Rabbakumullah, Alladhi khalaqa as-samawati wal-ard fi sittati ayyam, thumma istawa 'ala al-arsh. يغشي الليل النهار يطلبه حثيثا والشمس والقمر والنجوم مسخرات بأمره ألا له الخلق والأمر تبارك الله رب العالمين ذلكم الله ربكم الحق. When standing in salah, every rakat of every salah, Allah commands you, Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. Go into ruku', Subhana, Rabbi al-Azim. Stand in qawma, Rabbana, lakal hamd. Go into sajda, Subhana, Rabbi al-A'la. Again and again and again. Allah says, say it again and again. So that standing in salah, Allah is my Rabb. In ruku', Allah is my Rabb. Qawma, Allah is my Rabb. Sajda, Allah is my Rabb. Starting Quran, Allah is my Rabb. Finishing Quran, Allah is my Rabb. In between Quran, Allah is my Rabb. And when you go, leave this world and go into the qabr, first question, Mar Rabbuk? Not in Hilal Masjid, who used to make sajda to. There even the bare namazi will say he was making sajda to Allah. But in the qabr, the first question, Mar Rabbuk? Who was your sustainer, nourisher, provider? If he lied, if he cheated, if he signed on that dotted line where he made war with Allah, riba document upon riba document, if he ate up the haq of others, my respected brothers, Allah protect us, Allah make it easy for us. But if those are the actions, it is going to be very, very difficult for this person to say, Rabbi Allah. Because there it is not the tongue that is going to answer. حُصِّلَ مَا فِي الصُّدُورِ. What is in the heart? That cassette which has music on it, you can press the play button till Qiyamah. Qiraat won't come out, music will come out. What is the effort that is made? How much effort are we making to instill this, to correct the yaqeen and conviction of the heart? What is the environment we are in? How much da'wah are we giving towards Allah? Musa alayhi salam, One incident is mentioned. One day he is walking. He passes by a rock. Allah orders him, Musa, strike the rock. He strikes the rock, it opens up. Inside is another rock. Strike that one, he strikes it, it opens up. Inside, third rock. Strike that one, he strikes it, it opens up. Three layers of rock, and right inside the center, a tiny insect. In its mouth, a blade of grass. Allah commands Musa alayhi salam, put your ears near. What is that insect saying? Subhana man yarani. Subhana man yarani. Glory be to that Allah who is looking at me in three layers of rock. Ya'rifu makani. That Allah who is aware of me. Yarzuquni wala yansani. Who is sustaining even me and has not forgotten me. Millions and millions of makhluk. Look at those animals. Quran calls out to you. وَكَأَيِّمْ مِنْ دَابَّةٍ لَا تَحْمِلُ رِزْقَهَا اللَّهُ يَرْزُقُهَا وَإِيَّاكُمْ وَهُوَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ. Quran is saying to you, which animal do you see carrying its risk for tomorrow? Which animal do you see carrying its food for tomorrow? That animal with its minimal intellect has this conviction that that Allah who is sustaining me today will sustain me tomorrow. Why do you have to go towards haram? Why do you have to lie? Why do you have to cheat? Why has that masjid become an obstacle to your sustenance? What is the direction of this heart? On one occasion, Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam dispatches a jamaat. In the path of Allah, 400 sahaba. It's a time of faqa. Whatever little there was, each sahabi is given his provision, some dates, some cheese, some barley, some wheat. One sahabi, Huzay radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam omits to give him provisions. Without one word of shikayat or objection, the sahabi moves in the path of Allah without provisions. What is our situation? The moment the pocket is empty, the first test, the first juncture, the first temptation, I'm living in rented accommodation, I want that house. I'm driving a broken down car, I want that fancy car. Pick up that advert. How simple it seems. Monthly installments, meet it, everything will be found. Little do we realize that when you sign on that dotted line, what are you actually doing? What is Quran saying? فَإِن لَمْ تَفَعَلُوا فَأْذَنُوا بِحَرْبٍ مِّنَ اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِ. What you are doing is you are declaring war with Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How do you expect to win such a war? This sahabi, without provisions, what does he do? He turns to Allah. Oh my Allah, your Nabi forgot. I did not remind him. He did not remember me. Ya Allah, you have not forgotten me. Ya Allah, make your dhikr my sustenance. Subbuhun, Quddusun, La ilaha illallahul malikul haqqul mubeen. He says this and he moves in the path of Allah. Jibreel is sent. Ya Rasulullah, you forgot Hudayb. Immediately, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam prepares some provisions. Jamaat is dispatched behind them. He says, when you reach him and give him this, listen to what he says. Then bring it back. Come back to me and report back to me. As he comes closer, he can hear Hudayr. Ya Allah, your Nabi forgot. I did not remind him. Ya Allah, you have not forgotten me. Subhanallah. Alhamdulillah. La ilaha illallah. Allahu Akbar. The sahabi comes, Hudayr. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is asking for mazirat. He forgot you. Jibreel was sent. This provision is there for you. He looks to the heavens. Alhamdulillah. Alladhi dhakarani min fawqi arshihi wa min fawqi sab'i samawatihi. Allahumma kama lam tansa Hudayr faj'al Hudayran la yansaq. Shukr to you, my Allah. Glory to you, my Allah. Who remembered me from above the seven heavens. Who remembered me from above His arsh. Oh, my Allah. As you did not forget Hudayr, let Hudayr never ever forget you. In the dead of night, that heart is beating, the brain is working, The digestive system is working. The circulatory system is working. The entire day has been spent in lying, cheating, breaking Allah's command. Does Allah forget us? Every breath of air we are taking, has my Allah forgotten us? Every juncture of this life, has Allah forgotten us? When that first temptation comes, how easy it becomes for us to break the command of Allah. How easy it becomes for us to lie and cheat. Allah is calling out, have you forgotten your Allah? Anna tufakun, anna yufakun, anna tusrafun, anna yusrafun, bal hum qawmu yadilun, ta'ala Allah amma yushrikun, qul hatu burhanakum, in kuntum sadiqeen. Verse upon verse, where are you turning? A ilahumma Allah, is there another ilah for you besides Allah? Is this life forever? My respected brothers, this consciousness, this awareness of Allah has to come. And this awareness is not going to come in our businesses. It's not going to come in our home environments. This yaqeen of this heart has to be learned in that maidan and that field in which Allah's Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam taught Sahaba yaqeen. This yaqeen has to be learned. We have to come into the environment of yaqeen. We have to come into the environment of the masjid. Not for nothing are we being told, take our time, strive in the path of Allah. This is the hospital, moving hospital. May Allah fill the qabr of Hazrat Mawlana Ilyas Sahab Rahmatullah Ali with Noor. Allah used him to revive this hospital for this ummah. To come out of that sickness, paisa, 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 resounding in every direction, so that this heart has made that paisa one qibla. To break that idol down, qurbani has to be given. To break that idol down, dawat has to be given. To break that idol down, we have to come into the environment of the masjid on a daily basis. To complete that incident, when that sahabi returns back to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he says, O Nabi of Allah, this is what Hudayr says. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, if only you could see the entire universe lit up with the noor of these kalimat. Bring that yaqeen, then that salah will come alive. Bring that yaqeen, then every aspect of our lives will come alive. May Allah ta'ala give us tawfiq wa afiyat. Alhamdulillah.
Syntax CD Productions, bringing the sounds of Islam to you.